I'm joined on the line by Professor Pierre de Vos. Pierre, good afternoon. I'm not sure whether you heard what Daryl was saying, but would you agree with him?
I didn't hear what he said, sorry.
He was saying that surely the president should act in the best interests of the country, and that would be to step aside at this point.
Well, I'm not sure. I agree. Presidents obviously are politicians, so that they and the ANC especially usually act in the best interest of their party first. So the question of whether he should step aside, the president cannot step aside because either he's the president or he's not the president. So he must either resign, which would be one option. It doesn't really happen in South Africa, but that's one option. Or he must stay, and I would think the best option would be for him to stay and to submit himself to the impeachment process. If he then has nothing to hide, he can use the opportunity to clear his name. If he has things to hide, of course, then a resignation in the end might be appropriate.
Pierre, looking at the Section 89 panel report, which I'm sure that you have done, is there any room there for Cyril to come out okay at the end?
That's a difficult question. There are aspects of the report, I think, that are problematic, that renders it vulnerable, that might even be wrong. But the heart of the report, namely that the version of the president that this money came from Buffalo sales, that he didn't try and hide anything, that is very, in terms of the report, if you read the whole thing, it's difficult to imagine him getting out of that. So it creates serious questions. But if the president was going to follow the playbook of the former president Zuma, he might use legal arguments and tactics and stall. And everything in the end will depend on what the ANC as a party does and whether it will support the president or not. If they support him, he survives for now, tainted, but survives. If they don't, he's gone.
Surely, Pierre, if they do support him and he survives, the ANC dies in the next election, surely.
I have been too long on the world to predict what the voters will do, I never know. But obviously, that is a calculation the party must do, especially now that it is threatened with losing its majority. So it's going to be interesting to see whether they act as they have done in the past, protecting their own, or whether they act in self-preservation, perhaps, and turn against the president. But before the conference, of course, that is not going to be possible. It will have to happen at the conference.
We know that the ANC-NEC is now meeting tomorrow. They were scheduled to meet tonight, but that meeting has been moved by Paul Mashatile to tomorrow. And then the National Assembly will sit and discuss this matter on Tuesday. What next, Pierre?
Well, on Tuesday, when the National Assembly will consider the panel report, it, at that meeting, must vote either to proceed with a full inquiry that would be similar like the Public Protector impeachment inquiry currently running, or they can vote not to proceed with an inquiry. So that's why I say everything depends on the ANC. If the ANC-NEC decides to protect the president, they will instruct their MPs to vote against that motion, and that will kill the impeachment, but it's obviously not going to kill the scandal.
If we look at the inquiry into the public protector's fitness to hold office, it's just going on and on and on. Would an inquiry into this situation not be the same?
Well, it depends whether Mr. Dalrymple is the president's legal representative. But I think there's a problem with these processes in both for the president and the Chapter 9 institutions in that they haven't really worked out rules to make sure that it doesn't drag on forever.
So
there is that problem. So there are many options for the president if he wants to delay and postpone the matter, either through the courts or through all the other kind of political machinations. Whether he wants to do that and whether he has the power in the party to do that, I don't know.
And Pierre, what do you see as the ramifications of what the DA would like to happen, which is the dissolution of parliament and a speedy election?
So the constitution allows the parliament, the National Assembly, to adopt a motion to dissolve the National Assembly in the last 2 years of its life. But of course, you need a majority for that. Turkeys don't vote for Christmas, so the ANC is almost certainly not going to support the motion, so it's dead in the water, basically.
Professor Pierre de Vos, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon and for your insight and analysis. And we continue to wait with bated breath for that announcement by the President.